from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fortunate enough, my brother's getting married, so the bridal shower was the same day. So I had aunts at the bridal shower. My mom was there, my sister was there, and then kind of just chilling on the couch and just saw my name pop up. Obviously, super excited and very grateful. Yeah, I was kind of. There's a few teams that I was definitely looking at, and I knew it was going to be later rounds. And I saw Buffalo only had one pick in the sixth round, and so I was kind of hoping for it. I kind of looked down before a name went up, just so I wasn't looking at it directly, and then picked my head up and saw my name. So I was very happy.
So when you arrived at Michigan State this past season, what was your mindset as you tried to carve out a role on as a pretty deep blue line? You guys have a few talent guys, draft picks, and how do you feel like you just got better as the season went along?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you go in there, you see Lefschnoff coming in, Strabach. I mean, we were stacked on the D. And so I kind of just went in there day by day. I mean, the coaches are great there. They help you a lot. They have a plan for you every day. And I kind of just followed it. I trusted them a lot. I trust them with everything now. And, yeah, they carved out a plan. I stuck with it. I mean, I didn't go well the first month. I was out of the lineup. But got the opportunity. I kind of just stuck with it and ran with it. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I was a little wild when I was young on the back end, and honestly, I went to Waterloo in the USHL. I had a great coach, Matt Smaby, there, and he was a defenseman as well, so he kind of taught me the game, and it's a development league. They care about you. They really want you to develop, and so I went there. I grew my game each day, and then going into Michigan State, it's the same thing. Great. D. Mike works with the D. He's unbelievable. And of course, you got Knighty, one of the smartest coaches I've ever been around. So, yeah, they kind of just grow your game. They tell you what you need to do, and if you follow it, it works out for sure. Yeah, he's been great. I mean, I lived right next to him all year, so I got to know him pretty well. But, yeah, he's so smart. I mean, he's a young kid, but he's very mature for his age. And, yeah, I mean, he kind of sees the ice a little bit different. He's a little more offensive than I am, so he helps him with that. And just we just kind of talk, pick each other's brain and out of the ice and stuff. So he's been great for me.
How many languages do you try to speak?
Well, he tells me he knows 5. So, but I've only heard English. So,
what are your earliest Sabres memories?
Honestly, just growing up. I mean, coming down here, and we were very fortunate for the Junior Sabres to come around, and just going to the games. I mean, my dad took me, my sister, my brother is 12 years older than me, so. He kind of helped me with that. But, yeah, just coming to these games, I mean, sold-out barn. I mean, what's a better place to be? Play hockey in Buffalo. There's nowhere else I'd rather be.
Do you have to tell him a lot about Buffalo just for
that? A little bit. I mean, I didn't really talk to him until he got to school. Obviously, he came to camp before that. But, yeah, I mean, I told him a few restaurants about the wings and stuff, so the usual.
What kind of teammate in article reaction to seeing him really blow up status-wise?
Yeah, I was fortunate enough. I sat next to him all year. So, I mean, he's unbelievable, his maturity. And I mean, he's coming from a different country. His culture shock for him was crazy. And, yeah, he's an unbelievable player, very mature. And, yeah, he helped me a lot, actually. He was very good for me, even though the English wasn't great. He showed me on the board.
Was it better for you to be a little bit older, going to college to settle in and get playing there as opposed to being a true freshman?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you go into some guys that go into true freshman. I mean, I obviously just went with what Michigan State said. They said take another year in the USHL, don't come in right away. And I trusted that. Yeah, you're playing against older guys. I mean, we had a 98 on our team, so we had some old guys, and you play against old guys all year long. So, yeah, the older you are, I think the better you are going into college.
What did you think when you got the word about Michigan State coming here this year?
Oh, yeah. Well, we Canisius came to us. So once I saw that, I was like, oh, do we go to them? So, yeah, it'll be fun here. I can't wait to come back.
Were there partners in
banks
or anything
on the games? No. I mean, a few times in practice, so, I mean, whatever. But, no, never in games.
You mentioned, you know, you set out some games early. Just, like, when you look at it, what settled you down and helped you earn a spot?
Yeah, I mean, we just had another defenseman go down, and it was kind of we went into the first Big Ten weekend, which was Ohio State, and they kind of told me and this other kid, they're like, hey, you guys are going to fight for the spot. Well, the other kid's hurt, and I knew that was my time to kind of just take over my game and kind of take it up another level because you have to in the Big Ten and every night in college, to be honest.
Tell me the story of the goal. It's going to be forever.
Yeah, I mean, crazy. I look back, and I don't kind of believe that I did it. I don't really score those big goals usually, so I mean, yeah, it was just a play by – I was out there at the senior line. They're unbelievable, and they make the right plays all the time, and I just got lucky to have the puck at the top and just kind of just shot it. It just went in, so kind of crazy.
Did you see it or no?
I saw it last second, so I knew I scored it, but, yeah, last second.
What's it been like to be part of, like, that revival of Michigan State because they've been kind of in darkness for a while, and now it's right back on the scene in front of the team and everything?
Yeah, I mean, all credit to the coaching staff for sure, but – yeah, you kind of hear the stories from the seniors last year of how it was their freshman, sophomore year, and doesn't sound fun, I can tell you that, losing. So, yeah, I mean, it's been unbelievable to be a part of it and see the team grow. And, I mean, national championship is kind of what we're going for now.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.